They're so ugly to me.
Once you have more than one child, yes, you will get a minivan.
Oh, but they're like the maternity pants of cars.
So I found the dumbest article in the world.
Okay.
It's from like a Minnesota newspaper that put out a Halloween etiquette guide.
Ooh. Okay. This is for trick-or-treaters?
Etiquette expert.
Okay.
Tells you about trick-or-treating and the etiquette. There was one question I thought, okay, well, this is sort of a good thing to discuss. Mm-hmm. Should I, when I go to a house and somebody offers candy, mm-hmm. should I take a handful? Should I take one? Should I take two? And according to the etiquette expert, well, what do you guys think first?
Well, if you hold the bowl out, you kind of expect kids to be a little bit more greedy than if you just hand them one piece.
But what should they do?
I'd say take two.
Yeah, I think I always took one, and then if the person is like, yeah, take as many as you want or
something,
I kind of get their...
If you get the permission, you can go
wild. Yeah, 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 you want to be nice.
Yeah.
They say one or two is good.
Yeah. All right, we're covered.
And if not sure, you can ask the person holding the bowl, how many should I take?
Right.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
That's right. Now, the rest of these questions are ridiculous. They're supposedly questions that have been asked of the Halloween etiquette person.
Okay.
But
the 7-year-old that's out trick-or-treating wants to know these.
I'm dressed as I'm a 7-year-old dressed as a K-pop demon hunter.
Yeah.
Here's a question. So say I go to a house and they're giving away a not particularly popular candy, like Necco wafers.
Mm.
Can I lodge a complaint?
A complaint?
Who lodges a complaint? Who are you going to lodge it with?
Yeah.
The trick-or-treating board?
Yeah. The Better Business Bureau?
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my
so
life.
Silly.
If you don't like it, just throw it away.
Yeah, or give it. Yeah, I would always trade. Like, ooh, I like Reese's.
Yeah.
You
Does want, anybody like this crap? Rope?
Yeah.
Right. No. Let's get out a pen and paper.
Yes.
And find an address to mail this to.
I believe this neighborhood needs a strongly worded email.
This one cracks me up. Should trick-or-treaters be mindful of landscaping and Halloween decor at the houses they're visiting? No, they should just run all over and destroy stuff.
Right.
Like, who needed that answered?
That's I remember having to tell my children that over and over. Like, use the sidewalk.
Right.
You know, don't trample their ghosts and light up stuff,
to don't try jump to get through the house bushes.
Fast. Yeah.
Yeah, don't stomp on their flowers.
Yeah, just common sense.
This sounds like a guy who has been a personal victim to every single one of these questions. Like, it sounds like he has, a vengeance against these little trick-or-treaters and their parents and had to write the article.
And he believes that 7-year-olds read the newspaper.
Right.
Most 7-year-olds are saying, what's a newspaper?
Where can I go to get all my questions about Halloween etiquette answered?
Right.
Yeah. Hmm.
All right, I'm prepared now. Thank you, Father.
Here's a question that they answered, and it's not crazy, but I want to get your opinions. What is the age where it's too old for you to trick-or-treat?
I would say 12, 13 maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking kind of junior high-ish.
Yeah.
So early to mid-teens.
Okay.
I don't know. I think if you're making an effort, up to 15 is my rule.
But if you just show up wearing a hoodie, that's not a costume here.
Right.
Yeah. So, there you go. Halloween etiquette.
That's right.
What should you do?
We
Don't
needed this.
Don't be a jerk.
Say thank you.
Yeah, say please and thank you.
Wait,
say thank you is very important.
There's one more. Is it good manners to invite someone to smell my feet when requesting something good to eat?
I'd say sure.
I was so confused, but that is part of the thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
Yeah, just stick with trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
I believe
leave your shoes on.
If you start to smell their feet, the guy from Dateline is going to come out of the bushes and go, "Well, Todd, we've been following you for a while."
That's right.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Dr. Seuss died in 1991, but he has a new book coming out. apparently just in time for the 250th birthday of America. It's a book called Sing of the 50 United States. I guess they found it in his files. you know, which I'm always a little suspicious of. Like, yeah, we found this.
Yeah.
You just make that up. Or did he really do that?
But I guess it's coming out of June of next year.
Cool.
So there was no winner in the Mega Millions, and now the next jackpot is going to be $714 million. Gosh. Almost $750 million.
Wow.
Yes, not bad.
That'll do.
That'll do.
Music competition shows in the works called Who's in the Band? So instead of just a single person, they're going to be building a band, I guess. It's at works at ABC with Simon Cowell, of course, Joe the Jonas, meanie.
Okay,
and Mel B. And then K-pop Demon Hunter star Ray Ami is going to be hosting.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, that's a, you know, X Factor. That's what Simon Cowell, that's where they found One Direction and all the other stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, see,
and Little Mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. It hasn't been one in a band that's come out of, or artist that's come out of anything for about 20 some years now.
Yeah.
But let's go back to that well.
Yeah, let's just keep producing singers and.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will be ignored. It's a celebration of unpopular opinions. If I'm being honest, is what we call it. We get lots of responses from Facebook and also people texting in their responses.
Mm-hmm. Throwing mine out there.
Okay.
So if I'm being honest, minivans are cool. They're the most practical, enjoyable. You never have a problem. Everybody can fit in there. Oh, you need to bring a bookcase home from, you know, the store. You know, you just pop the seats out or flip them down. Like, it was always good when we had a minivan.
Yeah. I think a lot of people get a minivan out of necessity because, you know, they have kids.
And then you realize, like, darn, these things are useful.
Yeah.
They are so ugly, though. Like, in all of this time that minivans have existed, why can they not look any better?
I think they made them look in, like, SUVs to make them look better.
Yeah. They're so ugly, though. They're, like, I will never get, I'm probably going to like eat my words one day, but I don't ever want to get a minivan because they're just.
Oh, you will.
They're so ugly to me.
Once you have more than one child, yes, you will get a minivan.
Oh, but they're like, they're like the maternity pants of cars. You know what I mean? It's like, I do not want to conform. I don't want to do it.
That's really
but,
funny.
You know, they're comfortable and they're stretchy and I might have to just bite the bullet, but. Yeah.
It's all about how do I look rather than does this work?
Yeah.
And for sure.
Yeah.
For me,
and I don't want to look that way is what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
It's
totally, 100%.
Force you to become an adult.
Yep. 100%.
Other unpopular opinions?
I have one. If I'm being honest, couples that sit on the same side of the booth should be asked to leave the restaurant.
Why?
Because it's still uncomfortable for everyone.
It is weird.
I mean, if you're at a nice restaurant, like let's say the West End Chili's, and and you see a couple sitting on the same side of the booth, yeah, no, get out.
It is weird.
I actually went out on a date with like one woman one time who insisted on sitting on the same side. That was the only date.
Yeah, it stopped there.
We're not doing that again.
How do you even talk to each other? Like, doesn't your neck hurt?
Yeah.
Like, is you have to turn?
You sit on both sides and you face each other and you can have a conversation as opposed to, you know, like elbowing each other while you're trying to eat.
Yeah. I will say if you saw me and Landon at Jonathan's after church on a Sunday and we were sitting next to each other, it's because we both wanted to watch the football game.
Well, see, that makes sense. Yeah, you're doing it for a reason.
But other than that.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's weird.
It's weird.
What are the listeners saying?
So we had Chris text in. He said, if I'm being honest, Elf is not funny at all.
You're either an Elf person or you're not.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know just as many people on each side.
Yeah.
I have to watch it once a year.
Yeah, kind of do.
I like it.
Yep. Another person said, from Mark, he said, if I'm being honest, the more Nashville grows, the less repulsive Memphis seems.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Ooh.
That's a good take right there.
Yeah. It's going to get to the point where we have nothing to look down on Memphis for.
I don't like it, but there could be some truth there.
Yeah. Melissa said, if I'm being honest, Golden Girls was just meh.
Yeah. Melissa, okay, you're not a gay man, so you're not required by law to love the Golden Girls.
I don't know why that is, but it's true.
So many gay men I've known have, like, you know, they evangelize about it and go like, I'm on Facebook saying I'm watching Golden Girls. Thanks for living the stereotype.
T-shirts, greeting cards, everything's Golden Girls.
There is a lot. It's a popular movement. This one I have to agree with.
Okay.
So it's going to be my hot take as well. If I'm being honest... this is from Chris. Sorry. If I'm being honest, I can't handle chicken on the bone.
Has to be boneless chicken?
I am one of those as well.
Oh, really?
The only bone in chicken I can eat are drumsticks. And even then, it just freaks me out.
Wings? Can you handle wings?
No.
Has to be boneless wings?
You also like the crust taken off of your toast?
I do. I do, in fact. Yes. My dad used to cut the crust off of my PB&Js when he would pack
my lunches.
Does
your mommy cut up your steak?
Not anymore. Okay. Landon does it for me.
Overnight, there was a truck transporting rhesus monkeys from a laboratory at Tulane University that overturned in Mississippi, and hundreds of monkeys are on the loose in Mississippi.
I think five.
Is it five?
Yeah, five. Or hundreds.
Not hundreds?
Just five.
Oh, okay, just five
monkeys.
It wasn't
a barrel full.
Oh, I thought a barrel full of monkeys. I was hoping it was a barrel full of monkeys.
It probably seemed like 100.
Yeah.
But they were, they said, aggressive to humans.
Yeah, they said that some could be carrying disease. They could be aggressive and dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, funny story. That's where my husband and I are staying tonight.
You're going down to Mississippi for a wedding.
Yeah, we're going to Louisiana, and we've made the executive decision to stop halfway and stay overnight somewhere, so, like, it's not too hard on
me. So you're going to be staying in Monkey Town.
I'm going to be staying in Monkey Town, So my husband was like, I'm bringing my gun. Like, we need protection.
Just in case the monkeys try to get in your hotel room.
Yeah. He thinks it's going to be like a Planet of the Apes situation.
Oh, yeah. This is how it's all going to start.
Yeah. The monkeys will be on horseback.
Yes.
And they're going to be organized.
Yeah. They're going to be tearing down the Statue of Liberty. It's going to be all kinds of you damn dirty apes.
I did see the latest update that all but one have been captured or killed.
They shot him.
Yeah. So I think, as far as I know, there's still one on the loose. We'll see. Maybe we'll see it tonight.
He's Caesar.
Yeah, see?
Ground zero
it
monkey.
It only takes one.
He's the one that will organize the other monkeys. Yeah.
These monkeys, man, like, this is terrible. I'm living my life in a cage.
Yeah.
They go, at least we get to leave. We're getting on a truck. Oh, no, the truck overturned.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're free. Oh, now I'm shot.
Now the police are killing us all. Yeah.
They've lived quite a life.
Yeah.
I actually heard that they said they mistakenly said they were dangerous. That they weren't, in fact, dangerous.
Oh.
They were just
a little bit of a panic setting.
Sure, of course.
What are we going to do with all these monkeys, which I found out were only five? I thought there was hundreds of them.
No, there were thousands.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. And now the contest where the secret ingredient is love. It's Gender Wars, brought to you by Tree Fellers. You got some trees that you need to get rid of? You can contact Tree Fellers. Go to localtreefellers.com. All right, we have Wendy for the ladies in Murfreesboro. We've got Mark in Mount Juliet for the guys. Good morning, y'all.
Hey.
Hello.
All right, let's get underway with a get acquainted question.
Yeah, let's start with you, Wendy. Are you more like your mom or your dad?
My dad.
How so?
He was just very patient, and I try to be that way, and just kind of a peacekeeper.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Mark? Are you more like your mother or your father?
I would be more like my mother.
You each have a screw you can use. Let's begin with the multiple choice question.
All right, Wendy, is Pirelli, is that a brand of golf clubs, tires, or exercise equipment?
Tires.
Nice.
All right.
Good start.
Okay, Mark. Does the romantic comedy Runaway Bride star Sandra Bullock, Renee Zellweger, or Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts.
Yes.
It does.
Okay. We're breezing right through these. All right, Wendy. Bane is a villain who causes trouble for what movie superhero?
I'm going to have to use a screw on that one.
Okay. Mark, she hopes you don't know this. Bane is a bad guy who battles what superhero?
That would be Batman.
That would be Batman.
He knew that one.
And you got a point for that. That means if you get this one right, Mark, it's all over.
What are you shopping for if you visit jimmychoo.com?
That would be shoes.
It would be shoes.
And wow, it was over so fast.
Yes. Mark was channeling his mother when he knew it was all about shoes.
Congratulations. We've got tickets for you to go see Bryan Adams. And we're going to give you a certificate of gratification telling everybody that you did awesome. Playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Worst Halloween candy. Our final semi-final round between Necco wafers and Circus peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a winner slash loser?
It is
the worst.
Let me. What are your guys's? I added mine. What are your guys's? What's your pick?
Of the two, I would have to pick Circus peanuts.
Okay. I'm going Necco wafers.
Okay, so we actually counted all each other's votes.
Yeah. All right. So it came down to Circus peanuts being the worst.
The worst.
Yeah, just barely getting by.
Circus peanuts versus raisins.
Yeah,
it'll be in our finals tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you got 24 hours to let us know which one goes into the balls of hell.
Yes.
Is it going to be nature or nasty? Raisins versus circus peanuts.
And sadly, on Friday, whoever wins the competition or loses the ultimate prize, we have to do karaoke with that particular candy in our mouth.
I'm so glad I'll be out.
Yeah, how convenient for you.
Yeah. Mm. Nice.
All right, so
work that out. By the way, I'm going to take the day off when we have to jam stuff into our mouth. It's terrible stuff. Girls are testing guys, and they're videoing it, and it's the bird theory.
Women are filming themselves asking their partners, "I saw a bird," and filming their partner's reactions. If he responds with any kind of interest, saying something like, "Where did you see the bird?" or "What kind of bird?" then that's a green flag. It means he's emotionally tuned in and curious about what excites you. But if he shrugs, ignores it, or changes the subject, TikTok says that might be a sign of emotional disconnection.
Once again, women on TikTok trying to fool their significant other, guys who don't pay attention, which is all of us all the time.
It's a trap.
It is. Honestly, I think I'd be a little bit more concerned if I did that to my husband and he was interested.
Really?
A little bit, because first of all, I've never taken an interest in birds.
Okay, so this is kind of out of the ordinary for you.
Totally. But like, yeah, it's a bird. Cool. Like, how cool can a story about a bird be? You know, like, especially when you just start, "Hey, I saw a bird." He'd be like, "Okay." I would too, though.
But I don't know. Wouldn't he ask follow-up questions like, why? You've never talked about birds before. What was special about that bird?
He could, but knowing my husband, I think he'd lose interest.
There's everybody else, and then Landon. I've seen women do this, and you know, a lot of guys would say, "Oh, like, what color was the bird?"
Yeah.
You know, "Where did you see it?" and things like that.
Yeah.
And then there's other ones where the guy hasn't looked away from the TV because he's got a controller in his hand.
Right.
And she's like, red flag. Mm.
But
I don't
care. A horrible time to at. You could say, "Hey,
true,
my water just broke. I'm going into labor," and they wouldn't look.
What?
It depends on what's on TV, I guess.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you have to do it when. Yeah.
I can't hear you over my Fortnite buddies in my headphones.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, I just threw an interception. Dang it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. I might try that. I might try it with Landon on the drive.
You guys have a road trip coming up in the next couple of days. Yeah. So, yeah, you say, I saw a bird. Oh, yeah. Cool story.
Yeah. He'd probably be like, "Just now?"
Yeah. He's going to leave Gina at a Buc-ee's somewhere in Alabama.
Yeah. Or he will, honestly, he might be like, "Is this another stupid TikTok trend?"
Oh, there he is, a TikTok test.
Yeah.
Really, if you're a guy out there and somebody around you says something weird, just say, "Is this a TikTok trend?"
Yeah. Really, yeah.
Chances are it is.
They have to tell you. It's like undercover cops.
Wet Nose Wednesday brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. We have Taylor here from the Nashville Humane Association. Who's your new friend?
This is Vinny. Vinny is about 8 months old, and he was actually born with a congenital heart defect.
Yeah.
So he just needs a calm, loving home where he can, you know, live out his years. We think that he will live to be about half age. So it's sad, but it's also like he has so much love to give. He doesn't know anything's wrong with him. And meeting him, you wouldn't know anything is wrong with him.
Right.
So he just really deserves all the love in the world.
He's really sweet and adorable. And somebody special needs to give him a forever home.
And he's dog friendly. Yeah. He's potty trained. He's crate trained. He knows sit. Down, I mean, he's a genius.
He does, yeah, he does all the tricks.
Yeah,
he's a smart boy. And Vinny is about, say, 60 pounds?
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah, close, and he's mostly white. He's got the most beautiful brown markings on one side of his face and his ears. He's a really handsome boy.
Somebody will come up to you on the street and go, can I pet that dog? I want to pet that dog.
Yeah, he is. He's very, very cute. And he's at that really fun age of like awkward teenager, you know what I mean? Like 8 months where he just doesn't know how big he is yet. And everything's like a very dramatic movement, like asking him to lay down. It's like a full like jump to the ground.
Right, right.
And there isn't anybody he's met that he hasn't said, I love you.
I know. Yep. He loves to bowl you over with his love.
Yeah. Friendly boy, for sure.
You got to see Vinny if you check out the Woody and Jim TikTok, also 93.3 Totally Hits on Facebook. You can see a video of Vinny. It's Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. We definitely need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
It's feeling good, like I should. When indoor pool walk around the neighborhood.
So this guy named Will, he's 56. He and his 77-year-old mother, Betty, were wandering through Shelby Park, and they were fishing to pass some time when they met a young woman who happened to be an influencer on TikTok. She got to know them and their story, how they've been living out of their car for 8 years.
Eight years. Wow. Yeah.
How quickly things can devolve, and all of a sudden it's impossible to get out.
Yeah.
She told their story to her TikTok and Instagram followers.
Yeah.
And with one post in 48 hours, her followers donated $100,000 for them to get themselves back on their feet.
Oh, that's awesome.
We'll be off these streets and have a warm bed and sit at the table and be able to eat a home-cooked meal. And that is all we want. Anybody out there knows what an angel's supposed to look like? There you go.
There you go.
Oh, that's sweet.
So cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So hopefully they can turn things around, and that's the boost they need to get off the streets and out of a car.
You love these stories where influencers are doing something good.
Absolutely.
As opposed to being me, me, me.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Very cool. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow with locations in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro. Our prayers go out to the folks in Jamaica. Of course, they're devastated by Hurricane Melissa as a Category 5 hurricane came through and just devastation. Just they it's so dangerous, they can't even start going out and looking at damage yet.
Yeah.
And it's just awful.
Yeah, it's rough. A lot of people stranded there. They couldn't get a flight out.
Right.
That were, you know, vacationing there. Obviously, it's like the number one industry.
Oh, yeah. People on honeymoons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Some people I don't have any sympathy for are the influencers. There was a story of a woman who was in a hotel room as an influencer talking about, I'm so scared. There's a hurricane. But then they showed her like 24 hours earlier saying, we're off to Jamaica so we can get some clicks by being there for the hurricane.
Gosh.
So
I don't think there's any sympathy there's no for sympathy her at all.
No, that's awful.
Yeah.
Like, go down to help. You're going to an area where you know there's a lot of poverty there. You know, people are really going to struggle. But yet you're going down so that you can get a couple likes on TikTok.
Yeah. Right. And they have to waste resources. Instead of saving somebody else, they have to try to save you.
Right, right. And I guess now it's headed toward Cuba. They've had to evacuate like Guantanamo Bay and places like that.
Yeah,
but then it'll go out into the Atlantic after that.
Right. It's not supposed to hit the United States.
No, it's going to veer off in that direction.
They said it was like the most powerful storm on Earth this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Winds, what, 185 miles an hour?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Insane.
Yeah, it's hard to even imagine that.
I keep trying to look for updates and pictures, and there aren't a lot, which makes me think that it is really bad.
Yeah. Right. They're not taking video of it.
Yeah.
They can't even get stuff out.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Will we get first contact from aliens today? Apparently, there is a big old galaxy-sized mothership that is going to be coming really close to Earth. But actually, it's just a big, asteroid or something. But they're saying if it is a mothership, that it could be close enough to the sun, it could slingshot around and communicate with us or enslave us. One of those two things with the aliens. Mm. So
this sounds so informed.
Thank you.
So logical.
Yeah.
Because that's obviously what's happening.
Yes. I've been watching enough Ancient Aliens. I know that's what's going to happen.
I was going to ask, like, what do you think? You're our resident alien lover.
No, I think it's just a rock.
Okay.
So Dr. Phil, he got a smackdown from a judge.
Nice.
Apparently his media company didn't have the money to pay their bills and all the people they owed money to. Hundreds of millions of dollars, apparently.
Wow.
So they were going to the court saying, well, we want to be in Chapter 11 where we can stay open and we can just reorganize things and all that stuff. And the judge found, among many things, that Dr. Phil deleted texts that he, you know, pertaining to the case. And he said, you know what? Forget it. You're going into the bankruptcy where you got to sell all your stuff and pay people back.
Naughty, naughty.
So, yeah. Dr. Phil acted like we assumed he probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, good news. Just kidding. Out of BNA. There's going to be more blasting starting today until November 21st. They're going to have two blasts every day at 9 and 11. And they're going to shut down all the lanes around it and until they're like one lane. So there's going to be traffic buildup. If that's part of your commute, maybe readjust.
Business as usual.
Yep. Give more time than you're already giving. So
you're wondering, why is the car I'm about to abandon because I can't get close enough to the airport? Yeah. Why is it shaking?
I know, yeah.
It's blasting.
That's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. What are we doing today, you guys?
I have a doctor's appointment, my 32-week checkup.
Woohoo!
Yeah. And then my husband and I are driving down to, we'll stop in Mississippi on the way to Louisiana. So we're staying overnight tonight.
So you got a wedding to go to?
Yeah.
So pregnant lady road trip. Yay!
Yay! Multiple stops. Yeah. We're excited.
All right. As for me, this is Woody, and I'm prepared to be judged. You know, with everything that's been going on, I've totally forgot to file my income taxes.
Oh,
but that's okay. There's still 2 days left.
Yeah. You had the 6-month extension.
Yes, I need another extension. Can you extend my extension a little bit more extended? Thank you.
Woody's feverishly doing his homework today. That's funny. I'm going to try to get my hair cut again. It went yesterday and this place was closed.
Oh, shoot.
So
how dare they?
Yeah.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits 93.3 FM.